voice of combat sports, and this is Fist to Face Podcast. Here we go.
Welcome to another special episode of the Fist to Face Podcast
in part two
of the Mike Tyson
versus Jake Paul
press conference tour,
coming to you from Texas Live
in Dallas.
This episode of the Fist to Face Podcast is presented by Brawler Sports Management, Brawler Brew Energy Drink, Charlatan Records. Give your ride that showroom shine with Manette's mixed and blended by hand. Victory Boxing League,
Saturday, June 29th
at Southern Junction in Irving, Texas.
Tickets available now
at victoryboxingleague.com. And Outlaw Fit Camp. Make fit happen. Outlawfitcamp.com. Real people, real results.
Hello, Dallas, Fort Worth. What's up? Hello, everybody watching. Welcome to Arlington. I'm Brian Custer. It is so good to be back here in the Metroplex. And we are here at Texas Live, here in Arlington, Texas, for Netflix and Most Viable Promotions, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, and Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano, the official press conference. Listen, folks, Paul versus Tyson, Taylor versus Serrano. This is expected to be really the biggest professional boxing event in modern history. And it all goes down right here, Saturday, July 20th, AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas, at the home of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. Want to thank America's sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, for being here as well. Folks, this fight is going to be streaming live globally, exclusively on Netflix. You know, tickets went on sale today, and this event has already broken the state record for the biggest gate for a boxing or MMA event. That's how massive this event is going to be. We want to say thank you to Celsius. Celsius is the presenting sponsor for the upcoming Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson event this July. This will be an unprecedented moment in boxing. And I say that because for the first time in history, a live boxing event will be shown on Netflix, which is the world's largest, the biggest streaming platform. This is not pay-per-view, so you don't have to spend an extra $100 at all. MVP and Netflix have partnered to allow over 270 million people to watch this thing live. And I'm talking Paul versus Tyson, Taylor versus Serrano too, at no additional cost with your Netflix subscription. The main event, the problem child, Jake El Gallo Paul, taking on the baddest man on the planet, Mike Tyson. It will be an 8-round professional heavyweight fight, 2-minute rounds. And I'm telling you, millions upon millions of people are going to be watching for the co-main event, because the co-main was an event that happened 2 years ago at Madison Square Garden. It was the biggest fight in women's boxing history. These women sold out the Garden in one of the most epic fights of 2022. Well, now, 2 years later, the biggest rematch in boxing history is going to happen when Katie Taylor will put her undisputed super lightweight title on the line against Amanda, the real deal Serrano. It will be 10 rounds, 2-minute rounds for the undisputed super lightweight title. Now, if that doesn't get your fight fix going, MVP and Netflix have just announced two really incredible undercard fights that also join this card. You will also see on Saturday, July 20th, MVP's undefeated, young phenom, and I'm talking about H2O Silv. He's 11-0. This kid has 9 knockouts. He certainly has dynamite in his hands. He's going to be fighting another undefeated top prospect, and I'm talking about Floyd Kid Austin Schofield, 17-0. He's got 12 knockouts. It will be a 10-round clash of two of boxing's best prospects. You will also see the son of a Mexican legend, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. will be back and in the ring, and he is taking on the UK UFC star, Darren Till. And it will be Till's, yes, his professional boxing debut. Those fights have been added as well. Now listen, tickets for Paul versus Tyson, Taylor versus Serrano 2, they're now on sale. You can get them at SeatGeek.com. I'll repeat, SeatGeek.com. You can get your tickets. Get them now before they sell out. It is time to bring some of these fighters on the stage. That's who you came to see, right? Let's start with the co-main. And the co-main, their first fight, as I told you, at Madison Square Garden, 2022. It was an epic night. Taylor versus Serrano made history. First ever women's fighter to headline an event in that iconic venue. Sell it out. It was so good. It was Sports Illustrated's Fight of the Year. It was the Ring Magazine Fight of the Year. And it was nominated for the Sports Business Journal's Event of the Year.
Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano. Now let's find out who's the best ever. 10 rounds for history. Oh, and a nice right from Katie, which buckled the knees of Serrano. Katie Taylor is hurt. Katie Taylor is hurt. Look at these two go. This is what we wanted, and they're delivering. Ali and Frazier would be proud of this. Oh, my word! The female fight of the year!
And still, the undisputed world-running champion of the world, Katie Taylor!
Arlington, Texas, let me bring out a boxing trailblazer. This young woman was born in Catalina, Puerto Rico, representing Brooklyn, New York. She's a 7-division world champion. First ever undisputed champion in Puerto Rico. We know the boxing history of Puerto Rico, one of the most decorated female athletes, and I'm talking of all time. This will be her 50th. Professional fight. She is the women's unified featherweight champion of the world. She's Amanda, the real deal Serrano. The real deal. Joining her is a woman who comes all the way from Bray, Ireland. This woman in this rivalry won a dental floss thin split decision between these two 2 years ago in that historic bout at Madison Square Garden. She is now, will be entering her 19th straight world title fight. She's coming off that victorious win over Chantel Cameron. She is the reigning, defending, super lightweight, undisputed champion of the world, Katie Taylor.
Katie Taylor.
the undisputed champion. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. Want to say thank you to the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Yo, give it up, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. By the way, you can tune in to America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. They are coming to Netflix this summer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk about the main event. Main event of the night, professional heavyweight fight. The world has been waiting for it. This thing is so massive. It is expected to be the most watched boxing event in modern history, streaming live, globally, exclusively on Netflix. The Problem Child, Jake El Gallo Paul, taking on the baddest man on the planet, Mike Tyson.
Jake just set it up so nice, he's landing everything.
Oh! One punch was all it took from Jake Paul.
The uppercut that gets it done, his eyes roll to the back of his head, lights out.
Jake looking to end it right here, right now. Round one, knockout.
I mean, at some point, people are going to have to start putting respect on his name.
Dallas-Fort Worth, this man returns to the ring. He's coming off two very impressive first-round knockouts. You just saw in the video, the latest came this past March. Before that, another first-round knockout in December. He certainly made an impact, not only in the sport of boxing, but how about MMA? He certainly brought a whole lot of eyes to this sport. Champion fighter pay, uplifting women's boxing. He's now partnered with USA Olympic Boxing. He's continuing his journey and daring to be great and testing himself against one of the best and most dangerous boxers of all time.
Documentary on Netflix now, so they can tell you how it happened.
My family loves Jake Paul.
My own fucking family ain't like nothing. Good little white motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Yo, wait.
You got the fucking balls. When you see a white boy with balls, you know. Fuck, I'm talking about some real women. Fuck you, motherfucker.
The pawn ain't worth a billion. I'll be in it, go like a synonym. Cleveland couldn't see the vision.
Arlington, Texas. Put your hands together. The ultimate disruptor, the problem child, Jake El Gallo Paul.
Hey, Dallas, shut the fuck up. Y'all keep booing, I'ma keep doing. Bunch of bitches. That's how y'all wanna do it? Let's fucking do it. Keep booing, I keep doing.
I told y'all, the ultimate
dumb
disruptor.
Fucking hillbillies. Hey, go milk a cow. Go milk a cow.
And now, coming to the stage, folks, one of the biggest stars the sport of boxing has ever seen. This man, you might remember, he gave Jake Paul his start in the sport of boxing on the undercard of his fight 4 years ago when he fought Roy Jones Jr. during COVID. He's ESPN's number one hardest hitter in heavyweight history. The man who once dubbed himself the most brutal, the most vicious, the most ruthless champion there has ever been. The legendary, the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, the baddest man on the planet.
I love New York. I've been a lot of places, but I'm Brooklyn soul. I'm so glad I made New York my home.
Tough guys don't last long in boxing. This is a thinking man's game. You want to be a tough guy getting this boxing game? Come on.
There we go.
Oh, what a left hook.
boy.
I want to achieve so much. I'd rather die a short life of glory than a long life of obscurity. I think Jake is a kid goat, and I'm an adult goat.
Who in this world has any chance against this man?
Let me drop some knowledge on y'all real quick. You know, at the age of 20, he was the youngest heavyweight champion in history. The most feared boxer of all time. His style, impetuous. His defense, impregnable. His power, incredible. Arlington, Brooklyn's own Iron Mike Tyson. Here you have it, main event, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, the co-main, Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano, and it all goes down right here in Arlington, Texas. Let's talk about the fight. Mike, I guess I gotta start with you.
Yes.
And I'm gonna start with you because I saw just the other day, you got on social media and you said, I wanna address this. So many people, even the Saudi chief, got on social media and said, Mike, forget the script, beat this guy. What do you say? Tell these people who keep saying that this fight is scripted for Jake Paul to win.
Well, just come to the fight and you'll see. Listen, I started Jake off and I'm gonna finish him.
Jake Paul, same question. People keep saying that this fight is scripted.
Hey, yeah, come on, fuck Jake Paul. 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 I like that shit. Yeah. Hey, I hope y'all keep that same energy when I knock this old man the fuck out.
And for those, Jake, who say it's scripted, what do you say to them?
Well, clearly they don't have a high IQ in here, but that's a federal crime, Brian.
Mike, there are a number of people who also say Mike Tyson is risking serious injury against a powerful 27-year-old who is in his prime. What do you say to that?
I don't know if he's in his prime. He's fat. He should be lean and mean. He's fat and funky. I saw him with his shirt off the other day. He's fat. I thought, did you start training already?
Hey, Buster Douglas was fat, am I right?
I know, but you're no Buster Douglas.
I'm better. No, and I'm gonna end you quicker than he did. And you'll remember that forever. You started me off, I appreciate that, Mike. I love you. Like a father loves his son, but I must discipline you. You're going down, old man.
Okay, I love you too.
Mike. A number of people say when they talk about this fight, they say if Mike Tyson doesn't get Jake Paul early and get him out of there early, there's no way he can go all 8 rounds and win this fight. What do you say to that?
Okay, whatever. It's hard to even really be. He's not going to win. Look, he can't even knock out Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz is 40 pounds. How's he going to knock me out? What's the other guy, Anderson Silva? You think they knock those little guys? How are you gonna knock me out?
Jake, majority of your fights, we've certainly seen the power on display.
Who did he knock out? Who did he knock out? Little children. He didn't knock out, never knocked out a real man. Come on.
He's questioning your power, Jake. He's saying you haven't knocked out a legitimate fighter of his elk.
He didn't knock out Tommy Fury.
Your response to that, Jake?
Hey, look, he's right. I can't stand here and say I did those things, but what I promise to the people is on July 20th, Mike will be put to sleep, and he will feel my power, and I will go down as the man who put Tyson to sleep for the last time.
Mike, let me ask you this. For the 200 million who will be watching this fight around the world, well over 80,000 people that will be in AT&T Stadium, what can you guarantee these people they will get on July 20th when you step in the ring with Jake Paul?
Listen, we're here. We did enough talking. I'm ready to fight.
Jake Paul, same question. For these people who come out, they're going to pay their hard-earned money to AT&T Stadium. They're going to get to see you, Mike Tyson, Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano, H2O Silv. What can you guarantee they're going to get for their money on July 20th?
The gods sent us for a war of the ages. And I respect Mike. He's a legend. But it's time. It's my time now. There's a reason why I have the same birthday as Cus D'Amato. Because I'm going to teach you how to fucking box, Mike.
Okay.
Folks, that's the main event.
I can't even get mad at this guy because everybody knows this guy's talking out of his ass. I can't even get mad at this guy.
We get to the co-main. Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano. Let me go to the undisputed champion first. Katie, I was watching in New York. Obviously, you got Ireland here. But Amanda Serrano said the biggest difference between that fight and this fight is Katie Taylor has learned how to lose. And she still doesn't believe you won that first fight.
Well,
your response to that?
Well, I don't know what learning how to lose means, but I avenged that loss, and I avenged it in fantastic fashion. And at the first fight, I did win the fight. The right winner won. It was a fantastic fight, but the right winner won. And I planned to do the same thing on July 20th. I'm sitting beside Mike Tyson here. This is the winner's table right here.
Yeah.
And this is the winner's side.
Hey, Brian. This is just stealing money. I'm up here just stealing money fighting him.
Amanda, you had Katie Taylor out on her feet in that fifth round in that first fight. Can you finish her the second time around?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm going to start that fight the way that I started that fifth round, but finish it.
Like Jake, Amanda, you're coming up in weight. You're fighting her at 140. How much will your power carry up to 140 to do the job?
Well, obviously, you saw my power went up at 135. I was the one who hurt her that fight. I was never hurt in the first fight, and I planned that I would have that power, the same power. And I'm going to go out there, punches and punches like I love to do, but just a little bit more intense and a lot harder.
Katie, you won the first fight by a split decision. How do you do it more decisively the second time around?
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm a better fighter this time around. I'm smarter, I'm stronger, I'm better in every way. I took her biggest shots in the first fight. I take that. I take confidence and reassurance from that going into the second fight. I took her hardest fights. I took her hardest punches, and I took them. And I'm ready to go July 20th. I'll be at my very, very best, and we'll see who the better fighter is.
Right now, on the pound for pound list, you have the number two and the number three fighter in the world up here. My question to you, Amanda Serrano, after this fight, is the winner, pound for pound, the best female fighter in the world, in your opinion?
This table's gonna beat that table.
I definitely believe so. Absolutely. You know, you have to remember also, she's fighting a featherweight. She's fighting a featherweight champion going up to her weight. So, I mean, when I win, I will be pound for pound the best.
Katie Taylor, same question. Winner of this fight, pound for pound, the best female fighter walking this earth.
Yes, I already believed I'm the best female fighter in the world, pound for pound, and I'll prove again on July 20th.
We appreciate that. Before I let you guys go and we do a face-off, I got to get some predictions. Main event, Katie Taylor, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Who wins that fight?
Mike Tyson by KO.
Gonna fuck Jake up. How am I going to lose if he didn't beat Tommy Fury?
Amanda Serrano, main event. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Who's winning that fight?
Well, all we do is win, so we're in the winning table right here.
You didn't even believe that. She didn't even believe that.
Mike Tyson, co-main event. Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano. Who wins that
fight? Katie's gonna beat her motherfucking ass.
The truth, Mike.
Jake Paul. Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano. Who wins that fight?
Obviously, Amanda again. She won the first fight. She's gonna win this fight.
There you have it, everybody.
Amanda's gonna get an ass kick.
Fighters.
Is that what you said the first fight?
Hey, that's not what you said backstage, too, Mike. Stop lying.
You're a liar, Jake.
I appreciate that.
You're a liar.
We're going to have you guys step off to the stage. Folks, we're going to get the face-off of our co-main and main event fighters. Want to remind you, SeatGeek.com. That's where you need to go to get your tickets. SeatGeek.com to get all of your tickets for this event. We start with the co-main, the undisputed champion, Katie Taylor, and the unified featherweight champion, Amanda Serrano. Two years ago, they sold out Madison Square Garden. It was a split decision victory for Katie Taylor. They are running it back. It will be one of the biggest rematches in women's boxing history. From AT&T Stadium, Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano. Now the main event. The problem child, Jake Paul, taking on Iron Mike Tyson. The ultimate disruptor, taking on the baddest man on the planet. July 20th, AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas. It will be the massive, biggest event. Get on your feet, Arlington, Texas. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Let's bring out the entire fight card. Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano. And the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. July 20th, AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas. The massive biggest event in boxing history. And you can see it exclusively on Netflix. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Katie. Thank all of you fans for coming out here tonight. Get your tickets, SeatGeek.com.